Attestation for Ray Jesu, Rayjao. Date of birth is 4/15/1984. Date of service is date of service is 2/26/2024. Date of accident is 6/11/2023. Mr. Ray Jesu arrived is arriving today for a follow-up visit subsequent to the automobile accident that was reported by him. He was involved in a head-on collision on 6/11/2023 as a driver, leading to head injury, symptoms of TBI like dizziness, off and on, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, concentration problem, and the blurred vision, along with pain in the neck and the lower back, both knees and both shoulders started happening, with limited range of motion at the shoulders, difficult time sleeping. And the patient underwent few injections to the left knee, where there was a supra and infra patellar tendon involvement. And the patient has been seeing a neurologist now, Olivia Ryder, for further care of the headaches. He's been referred to neurologist as well as neuropsych. He's seeing a psychiatrist at Benton Group. He suffers from a bipolar syndrome, and Dr. Weiss is the neuropsych and Dr. Krush is the neurologist. The patient is undergoing physical therapy and conservative treatment so far. He's a obese, big weight, obese with a heavy weight problem, 330 pounds, and he reports that he has an ongoing issue of pain in the head, pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and both legs, and shooting pain in both the legs in the back. The pain in the knees is around 5 to 6, and it's making it difficult to walk long distance or climb upstairs, downstairs. Some pain in the chest is reported from it's a blunt pain hanging on, most likely costochondritis. He also reports pain in both the hands and involvement of all the 5 fingers. ADLs are affected to the tune of 9. And 50% relief has been obtained so far with the current treatment. The patient has listed his ADLs, his system review in the chart, please review that. Additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. A physical examination, the blood pressure is 159/80, pulse is 70. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 2/7/24. Dictation number 0212-063 and -064, along with diagnosis. Plan is, after reviewing the maps from the state of Michigan and reviewing the notes from the neurologist, who has advised to not to use a Percocet for any rebound headaches, so that will be discontinued. He's being provided with medications that are he didn't want any medication. He only wanted Percocet that has not been provided to him. He reports that he still has some medications. In the history, please mention the patient reported that he was not doing too good. His headaches are continuing. Actually, he reported neck pain around 4. And both the knee pain was 10. Sorry for that. The mid back and lower back pain was around 10. And he can walk, but his walking is painful and can't lift his legs. And the right knee is more worse. It is hard to get out of the car, even his legs become jammed up. He wants to continue his physical therapy 3 times per week. That has been continued. His last drug screen came out to be okay. And he also told that he was admitted to the emergency room for some fever and headaches, and then he was discharged. Patient refused to give a urine for testing, so he was not provided any narcotics. Thank you.